There is a funny thing about it, which is I learned of his existence because he reached out to me. My knowledge of Factorio YouTubing was non-existent at the start. I just watched Avak and didn't really watch anyone else. And then at one point I found out that that Sips of the Yogg's cast had done a Let's Play, and I watched that. And was really sad because his audience was like, this is boring, play something else. And he was like, it's going to get better, we're just getting up to speed, I swear. And then he stopped doing it, and I was always sad about that. I learned about Zimovoid because because he messaged me, except I didn't realize there was this thing, I don't know if you know, but in 2014, YouTube had a YouTube messaging feature where you could, DM other YouTube channels, which is the logical thing you would have in YouTube, a way to message each other. Just makes sense. But it was implemented terribly. You couldn't get a notification for it. There was no way that YouTube would tell you that you'd got a YouTube message.
Wow.
And they never implemented a way for YouTube to tell you. I don't know if it used to be the case, and then they lost it. But when I was doing it, there was no way to get YouTube to actually notify you with an email or a little symbol lighting up or anything that someone had messaged you on YouTube. So one day, after doing YouTube videos for a while, I got a message on Facebook, my personal Facebook, from a guy who's like, hey, I'm a YouTuber and we're trying to contact you to do a collab. Do you want to do you want to do it? Also answer the message. And I was like, what? How did you even find me so I can get rid of that connection? Because this is my real my real Facebook. He told me, and I removed that route. But then I went to YouTube messages, which I'm not even sure I knew existed until the moment that he told me I'd been YouTube messaged, and found that I had been contacted by the guy that he was contacting me about, Arumba. The guy that had contacted me was Stijo, and Arumba had been trying to contact me, had messaged me via YouTube and not been able to get a response because YouTube messaging is terrible, and they hadn't given another way to contact me. Stijo, who was also going to be in the series that everyone wanted to do, managed to seek me out by, like, finding my real name through, my terrible internet security at the time that I then improved. But then after reading that and being like, oh, cool, I scrolled down and found that there was a message from Zimovoid, like, 3 months earlier, being like, hey, do you want to do a collab? And I was like, oh, no! Oh no, I missed another one! And the thing is, I replied to that, and I'm quite sure that he never saw it because there's no notifications for YouTube messages.
Wow.
And even if he was checking himself, he wouldn't be checking 3 months later. So I don't think he ever saw that I replied, and I didn't have another way to reply. Basically, YouTube messaging was terrible, and I'm sure there were many, many misconnections throughout the years that it was responsible for.
Yeah.
And they deleted it a couple of years ago. They're like, nobody uses this, we're getting rid of it. I'm like, nobody uses it because there's no notifications, you idiots.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was how I became aware of Zimovoid's existence, because he contacted me for a collab, and I realized I'd completely missed the boat. And then after that, I spotted him a few times in the comments. Like,
yeah, he commented
of something
on videos
and stuff, and I'd say hi. And be like, damn! If I'd only realized YouTube messaging existed and checked it a couple months earlier, I might have been doing collabs with him. And if that was the case, my entire internet career would have gone in a different direction. It's kind of weird to think about.
Yeah.